Blog Talk Radio.
It's Poppin' My Niggas, PSA Motherfucking Podcast. Back on live, you already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA Motherfucking Podcast. Let me get the bro in here, man. Sean, what's good, my G?
Yeah, what's good, my G? Crazy day
what's
in the battle
room, man. Yeah, it's crazy. It seems like the bullshit don't stop, man. How are you, brother?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I'm just reacting to the news that has the battle rap community, you know.
I'm going to talk about other news. And, you know, I'll touch and indulge in that in a little bit, man. Let me just get to the realness right quick. Here's the realness. This is the realness. A lot of fraudulent niggas be doing a lot of fraudulent shit. Tell you something, Sean. Niggas might not have to like me. Niggas might say, "Oh, we don't see you." Niggas might not like the shit went down with me and Angry Fan. But I'm gonna take you niggas back again when me and Angry Fan, these niggas had a squabble, and Angry Fan did his blog. The first thing he said on his blog when we split the first time is, "Three Letter Man is not a liar." I encourage anybody to go back to Angry Fan's blog when me and Timbo split. And he did his blog. He said, "One thing about Three Letter Man, I'm not a liar." So what I'm going to say right now is I'm not lying. I usually don't even like doing this shit. But I feel I got to talk some real shit, Sean. And here's some real shit. Piper Boy Williams, blogger. If you want to, I think he's a fake DJ Academics. And I told him that tonight. He's a fake DJ Academics. The nigga went and had a hissy fit a couple of months ago about thumbnails. Are you familiar with a thumbnail, sir?
The thing that causes you pain in your body?
No. Not that thumbnail. Pictures of when you do your show and you put the pictures and shit, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he says that I took his thumbnails. Now, here's the thing. I didn't know when you do a show and you look for images that it says Piper Boy's images. I just think it says images. So me and my team, shout out to my bro, Manish, right quick. We also with the show big time. Love you, my nigga. That nigga does a lot of the shows for me, and the nigga puts up thumbnails. Now, I laugh because I'm like, you arguing about thumbnails, my nigga? Really? When you out here acting like you a fake DJ Academics? Really? So I blocked the nigga. I blocked the nigga on Twitter, and I blocked his phone number. I don't want to fuck with you. It's like right then and there. Once you show me that, yo, that if you have my number and you ain't like something I did or you want to talk to me, I'm very accessible. You can reach out to me, my G. You understand what I'm saying? So I blocked him. Damn, I don't want to fuck with you. So I haven't talked to this nigga in months, my nigga. We don't talk. I blocked you on Twitter. I don't fuck with you. I see a private number on my phone. And ladies and gentlemen, I tweeted out the private number and how much longer he called me. It was a 25-minute conversation. He calls me, right? First thing he says, Sean, I see private numbers. I'm like, I just got my voice because usually I don't answer my phone on a private number. So I'm like, hello? He's like, hello? He's like, what's up, man? I said, who this? Piper Boy. I'm like, Piper Boy? I'm like, what up? What's good? Because I'm on defense mode now. Like, what you want? You know, because I don't talk to you. We don't talk. Niggas are, yo, what happened to Chris and Bias? I'm thinking to myself, well, nigga, I just looked on the TL. Did you not just do a fucking blog on this nigga? Like, what you calling me for? We don't rock. I'm confused. In my Nori's voice, Sean, I'm befuddled. Because why are you calling me? No, my nigga, why are you calling me? We don't rock. If you don't fuck with a nigga, why would you call a nigga? So I'm on the phone with a nigga, right? On my kids, this is on my kids, on everything I fucking love, y'all. I ain't got to lie about a goddamn thing. I'm like, my nigga, why are you calling me? We don't rock. I'm like, what are you calling me private for? He goes, oh, I know you blocked my number. You blocked my number. So I mean, you've been trying to call me before. Don't call my phone, nigga. We don't fuck with each other. Yo, so I'm like, he trying to talk about, yo, you jealous of Angry Fan? My nigga, let's keep it tall. Me and you talk hip-hop, battle rap in sports. Son, why do niggas make this into a jealous of this person talk? I'm going to be old tomorrow. My birthday's tomorrow. I'm going to be an old nigga. Why would I be jealous of a nigga? I got a beautiful family. Daughter's going to go to college and shit. Sean, you know this. You know this. You know how my life is. I work a 9-to-5. I got kids. You always hear me in the background talking to my peoples. Be truthful. Do I talk about niggas, bro? On the show?
No,
do we even talk
all
about niggas?
Not at all.
I told that nigga, I said, you a clickbait ass nigga. You a clickbaiting ass nigga. That's what you do. I think you fraudulent as fuck. But he took a 25-minute conversation, fam, and taped our conversation, fam, and put it 7 minutes. But then put the 25 minutes. My nigga, that's what these new niggas do. Yes, that's why I don't like these niggas, man. That's why I don't like these niggas. Because these niggas move fraudulent. No, I'm not kidding you, my nigga.
Yo, he really was like, are you jealous? That's what he wanted to know.
Jealous. Yeah, no, he's like, no. He called me. Originally, he talked about Chris Unbiased. I shut that at the door. I don't want to talk about Chris Unbiased.
Right.
Ain't you niggas seen that already?
No, he did a blog. He did a video blog about it.
Right. So why are you calling me? Well, my nigga, why are you calling me for? The fuck you calling me? We don't even talk. He's not you. He's not Timbo. Oh, then he goes, Timbo. See, here's what he did now. So what he does is the 25-minute conversation we have, and why it's 25 minutes, Sean? Because I look at my phone, private number, how long we talked, 25 minutes. I even tweeted out the number, private number. You see the minutes on my timeline. You feel me? Oh, I'm jealous of this person. Jealous of who am I jealous of, my nigga? What is wrong with you niggas, man? Bro, I got a beautiful house and beautiful kids and all that. I'm Gucci. Like, what is niggas? So, yo, these niggas is weird. I use Jay Black. But Piperboy, wasn't you the same nigga calling my phone telling me Battle Troop stole your fucking live feed blog? Huh? Wasn't you calling me telling me that? Didn't you call me months ago before y'all got cool talking about, Battle Troop took my live stream shit, and I'm going to pass Angry Fan soon subscribers. See where these niggas' brains is at, bro? Do they do shit for the love, or do they do shit for subscribers, man? Hold on. My daughter's walking past me. Hi, baby. How you doing?
I'm good.
Say hi to the people on the show. Say hi, PSA.
Hi, PSA.
That's my daughter right there. You already know what it is. I'm Gucci, man. Do I sound like my daughter's walking past me? Do I sound like a nigga that's mad? But this is what this nigga did, Sean. He tried to flip the script. So he takes that 7 minutes and put out to the public. You see how these niggas move, man? Hey, my nigga,
so what
Piper boy? That shit that you did in my Prodigy voice, R.I.P. Prodigy. That shit that you do ain't do me no damage, nigga. In my Prodigy voice, R.I.P.P. Yeah, Sean.
What did he put out in that 7 minutes? Was he trying to expose something?
I guess the exposements of that he's trying to let everybody know that he's riding for Angry Fan. Hey, you took him Angry Fan. You jealous of Angry Fan. You jealous of this person. You went. Timbo don't rock with you no more. Like, Timbo don't rock with me no more. Let me just explain something right quick. Shout out to my brother Timbo. You know what it is. My brother, because I don't put his business out there, he's not on the show like that no more because job related. He lives in California. I'm in Florida. There's a 3-hour difference. Homeboy changed his schedule. Did I speak to my brother on Father's Day and wish him a happy Father? Of course, we still speak. How I got Iron Solomon on the show was because of Timbo. And he's not even on the show. He's the one that got Iron Solomon for me. Piper boy. My brother got him for me. And he don't even come on the show because he has work and other shit he's taking care of. So he puts that out there to the public. And of course, you know how the battle rap community is. They choose sides. Well, you was right, Piper boy. Come on, man. Come on, man. Listen, me and Caps don't talk, but I respect what the man done for the culture. I said that on Twitter numerous times. We don't rock, But I would never downplay that man for what he's done for the culture at all. But this is what they try to play extra divide and conquer now. Pipe Boy, wasn't you the same? Pipe Boy, let me ask you a question, man. How come when you're doing your blogs and shit, my nigga, you be disabling the dislike and like button on your shits, my nigga? How can you be disabling them shits, bro? That's a different story, neither here nor there. That shit's funny to me, my nigga. Funny.
Wow. That's mad corny in this
book. Wow, that's what niggas do, though. Are we surprised?
Well, it surprised me because he's calling you from a block number, and as soon as you don't say what he wants to hear, he starts doing some rah-rah, pom-pom, corny stuff. And then, mind you, he's putting your stuff out there without your consent. That's corny. That's mad corny, to be honest. Like, I can't co-sign that. I can't co-sign that at all, man. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, but that's what these niggas do, though. Fat, my nigga, let me tell you on some G shit. When a nigga hit me on Twitter, was like, yo, Piper Boy, put your conversation out. I swear to God, I was not surprised. I didn't do the Macaulay-Macaulkin Home Alone shit. I didn't do the Macaulay-Macaulkin Home Alone shit. Slap my face like, oh. I was just not shocked.
But you can't respect the person who does that. Because that's a violation.
But I don't respect him anyway, though. I don't respect that nigga no way.
No, I'm saying it. But the thing is, that's such a violation that anybody in the better rap community, if he calls you, how you going to feel? He's violating privacy, man. You can't do that.
My nigga,
man.
Son, that's what niggas do, though, bro. We live in the screenshot world. This is what these new niggas do. You know what I'm saying? Well, I wish he would have. The part he didn't tape is when he called me, and I'm like, "What the fuck you want? That part there? Why you put that part out, Piper? Damn, my nigga, why you put that part out, Piper boy? Huh? Ain't gonna tell me, yo, why you don't go to events? You scared you go to events? Somebody's gonna beat you up. Well, my nigga, I don't got issues with nobody. Piper boy, why don't you put the part out there when I was saying to you stop going around here acting like when you got pictures with Av and shit? Like, that nigga knew who the fuck you was. He didn't know the fuck you was, nigga. And how I know that? Because me and Av spoke, nigga. So all the pictures you had when you was a skinny little nigga, niggas ain't know who you was, man. I'm going to talk about it. Tell this nigga, I've been in the culture for as long. Nigga, are you serious? I've been in hip-hop culture. Fuck the battery of hip-hop culture, nigga. What are you talking about? Regular used to call me, oh, you're broke. You might as well take, oh, now you going to talk about the goods and suit surf shit. Let me put this to bed to rest one more time. Goods came on my show, right? Surf was like, yo, Surf hit me up. I was like, yeah, I got Goods on the show. You know what I mean? I said, you want to come on? I let Goods know on the show, Surf is on the other line. How is that setting people up? Like, my nigga, you know me, man. I'm setting niggas up. I'm like, what? Niggas be acting like, oh, I ain't no little nigga, man. Ain't that deep for me, bro. Is this battle rap conversation? My nigga, me and you love talking what? What we like talking about?
Battle rap. Hip-hop culture, sports, you know what I'm saying? Shit, your content.
R.I.P. the Prodigy again, because Prodigy lyrics are just coming to me tonight, man. We don't got to diss niggas for recognition, man. For real.
Take these blogs and just think it through, because the next blog I write might be about you.
Yeah, so what are you trying to do? You jealous or angry, fam? What?
You know what's
that man got a Facebook? You know that man got a Facebook group. That man got a Facebook group. And he got a show. Shout out to him. What he does for the culture. Shout out to everybody that's on for the culture. Tell us what's wrong with these niggas, fam.
If he looks at your content, what you talking about? You talk about different stuff. Like we
you
go
can't
hard
put me in
body
the box.
For sports. We go hard body for sports. We go hard body for hip hop related topics. And then we go hard body for battle rap. That's our interest. I'm shocked that he thinks you. That's corny, my G. You really thinking that? Well, look, you don't mess with him. So it's a learning experience now. Now you know when you see a block number, don't fuck with it.
Sir, I don't fuck with that nigga, bro. I don't fuck with him. You see what I'm saying? So it threw me off once again. How you call me out of the blue on private when we don't talk? And the first thing come out your mouth is, yo, what happened to Unbiased? Nigga giggling like shit is sweet, first of all. Like, my nigga, you up there doing a blog about the nigga. What, did you really give a fuck about that story? You just want to do that shit, clickbait-ass nigga?
These
niggas are hilarious, man.
And here's the thing, Piper Boy. Everybody in the battle rap community knows that there was a race to see who could put their blog up first between you and
my
other
nigga, when you asked me today,
bloggers.
Was I going to talk about that shit? What did I tell you? Be honest. What I told you about what I was going to do? I said no, right?
Nope. You said no. No. You said no, 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 no. You was emphatic about it. It's like, I'm not going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You made it very clear. You had other people in the battle rap community was giddy. They was so happy. They was jumping for joy. They couldn't wait to run and upload a YouTube video about it. They were just in heaven. They were euphoric. And they were euphoric for this reason. Because they're like, wow, we could take his spot. Now he's out of commission.
Nigga,
we can
nigga gonna talk about
that.
Hold on, Sean. Nigga gonna talk about, yo, you mad. I'm mad because I'm raising my voice. No, nigga, I'm raising my voice to fraudulent niggas. Like, Playboy, you can't, don't try to mind fuck me, man. That doesn't work in me, brother. You can look up in the sky all you want, Prince, and all other shit you be talking about. You can do all that fuck shit. That shit don't work with me, my nigga. I'm a Brooklyn nigga with a loud voice and West Indian in me, my nigga. That shit don't work with me, bro. I'm the wrong nigga to do that. So when he called my phone acting like we cool, nigga, we not cool. I don't fuck with you. Why would you call my Jack? Fuck you call my Jack for? That niggas always trying to play, yo, they always try to play this shit. You know niggas' go-to move is? Yo, Angry Fan Show's better than yours. Okay? That's still not going to stop me from talking hip-hop, sports, battle rap. If anybody feels that, you entitled to feel that way. That is, I'm not losing no sleep. I don't hate caps if you feel that way. Like, I don't know. Like, bruh, I think because niggas don't really know me, they don't know how passionate I am about hip-hop, battle rap, and sports. They just don't know. Niggas like just talking about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You need to call hold on him. I'm in the air. I don't hear niggas calling raps. Niggas calling blogs. You know what I'm saying? What the whole say?
Line.
Y'all shall forever remain nameless. Like, for real. Like, keep it real, man. We on, you know, come on.
My nigga, Pipeball, you got to do better than that, though, my nigga. Put the whole conversation out. Put the conversation out when you call me, and I'm like, yo, why are you calling me for? Oh, because I know you got me blocked. You need more people.
We don't believe you. You need more people. And you need more people now because it's been exposed. You had a 25-minute conversation. You put 7 minutes out of the – you put 7 minutes out. That's corny. And the thing is, you can't deny it. Like, you can't deny it. You can't say, that's not true. So it's corny, and honestly, does anybody co-sign that? Is anybody who
niggas will co-sign that because it's something going on. Niggas are going to co-sign it. They don't, some niggas don't like me, and I'm cool with that. So, of course, you're going to have niggas that, oh, yeah, fuck that nigga, D-letter, man. I ain't never like him. No, and that's cool. That's all right, man. You know, listen, not everybody's not going to be for everybody, man. Some people are on a quiet taste. You feel me? But, Piper, do me a favor, though. When you do your recaps, though, my nigga, on battles, though, we're going to need more than 4 minutes and 36 seconds, brother. Can you break down some bars? Just saying. Ain't it the
Word.
Same type of way who talks shit about people, but then when they talk shit about him, he go crying to get their shit removed from their station and shit? Can you do that before? Okay. All right. So you niggas be doing, man? Divide and conquer. Talking about I talk bad about people. Who the fuck I talk bad about? I don't talk about, yo, niggas be doing blogs on me, my nigga. I don't even responding to niggas. And people be getting mad at me, I don't be responding. Like, dead ass. I be like, my niggas, what you getting mad for? Let the niggas talk, okay, and. But there's a difference between niggas talking and the fraud shit. My nigga, I'm not surprised he tried to take a little 7 minute conversation out of 25 minutes and dissect it. I was like, yes, I got it. Because the whole time, like, you mad, nigga, that camera shit don't work with me. My nigga, come on, man. You gotta do better than that, Piper Boy. You gotta do better than that. Niggas are special,
man.
Huh?
Listen, let's be clear. Since I've been doing your show, we've never mentioned his name ever. Ever.
Nobody's
name.
Nobody, hold on, my nigga. Nobody's names.
So, So,
and let me say,
like,
let me talk about that. Oh, I'm trying to take Jay Black's ass. What? Yo, me and Black are cool, my nigga. That's my bro. The fuck are you talking about? He come on my show because we cool. We just talking battle rap. What, you mad? Huh? Like, this shit niggas be saying, man, I'll be like, yo, I'll be laughing. I'll be like, boy, you niggas will drum anything up your head and run with it and think that shit is valid and that shit is official tissue. Man, that's what it is, man. Sean, take us home, my G.
PSA motherfucking podcast. With that hip hop, that real rap, that sports discussion, and that battle rap talk, because we come from that era of battle rap when you battled on the block with no beat. So we always been a part of this culture.
And shout out to everybody that does, that talks battle rap and covers battle rap, even if me and anybody, niggas who don't talk, shout out to you niggas too that do it, man. Because I know what niggas got to do to get to write down bars and try to, you know, give niggas proper material. So even niggas I don't rock with and we don't talk, I don't hate nobody, man. Hate. Like, my nigga, come on. Nobody touch my kids. My wife is straight. Like, niggas be reaching, son. Reaching. But that's what it is, man. Shout out to you niggas, man. One.